Jen Sabella joins us from Black Club Chicago. Good morning, Jen. Let's talk first about how Lincoln Park High School students are trying to make Armitage Avenue safer.
Good morning, Bob. Yes, I love to hear it when kids are getting engaged in the community. And there's a 14-year-old attendee of Lincoln Park High School who has managed to get hundreds of people to sign a petition calling for protected bike lanes on Armitage Avenue near the school. To be frank, the city does not look like it's going to put a bike lane on this portion of Armitage Avenue, but they are advocating for just more safety measures. They said there's always a lot of people at the bus stop there. There's a lot of traffic that is just flying by. It's not safe. He said that one of the students who's organizing the petition said, you know, we bike to school, we walk to school, and we don't feel safe doing so. So they're trying to do something to lower the speed limit, slow down traffic, make it a little bit safer for kids getting to and from school there. These kids are members of an environmental club at the school, and it's just really cool to see. They're going straight to the alderman's office. They're getting engaged at a young age. So, we highlighted their plight and linked to their petition on blackclubchicago.org.
Yeah, good for those kids. Well, if you were a fan of My Pie Pizza, circle the calendar, June 29th. It's all over, Jen.
Yes, since 1971, My Pie has been serving up deep dish in the city. It started in Loyola, near Loyola University. It ended up with more than 20 locations nationwide, kind of bringing the Chicago-style deep dish to the rest of the country. It's been open in Bucktown for 25 years, even after a lot of the other locations closed. But the owner of the Bucktown location, whose father opened the original My Pie, is calling it a day. He said there's just so much pizza competition in the city that revenues kind of went down, which is true. I feel like we're on the radio every week talking about a new pizza place opening in the city. So there's definitely a lot of competition. So, if you want to get this My Pie, you have until June 29th to do so. It's at 2010 North Damon. Their sauce is actually special, which I didn't know this, because the owner who started the business, he had a little bit of acid reflux. So he decided to source his tomatoes from California instead of Italy because they're a little less acidic and a little bit sweeter. My Pie is known for a little bit of a sweeter sauce. So if you want to get a taste of it, you have until June 29th, and we have a great story. It's just a great family story of this longtime Chicago business on our website.
Sorry to see them go. I think I had a few at the original near Loyola University back in the day. And finally, a shout-out and a well-deserved one to the Windy City Times.
This is an unbelievable story. The Windy City Times is an LGBTQ publication focusing on gay life in Chicago. It started in 1985, so they are celebrating 40 years in the city of providing news to gay communities. And there is a display of the paper's history at the Gerber Hart Library and Archives, which is a really cool place. It's up at 6500 North Park Street in Rogers Park. It is basically a library of LGBTQ history in Chicago. They have some really interesting stuff there, just like you'll see all these old papers. There's books you've never seen elsewhere. And we interviewed the founder of Windy City Times, Tracy Bame, one of the founders, and she told us about how when the AIDS crisis hit, a lot of the other outlets, the major outlets in the city, wouldn't even cover it. So people had to turn to these alternative presses to get the news they needed, and they are still going. They are no longer printing like a lot of other print publications. It's become too expensive, but they are still kicking online and covering every element of gay life in Chicago.
Good for the Windy City Times. Hope they keep on at it. Jen Sabella, thank you. Have a good one.
Thanks, Bob.